we played a killer bit yesterday leading into why today doesn't suck. And if you want to set this up, and I know Ham was in the lab too, right?
Yes, the sweet spot control room has been working on this. And we talked about, I think this was 2 days ago, because Killer was filling in producing this week. Travis was hosting with Matt. And we've called this the Killer Trilogy, where he has the classics, the stories about the drop third strike, the one about his neighbor having a kid. And earlier this week, we had an addition to the killer story, and this one is about a bike accident.
I had a wipeout 2 months ago. I'm signaling to my oldest kid to go right, and my youngest kid's like right in front of me. And I look down, and he stopped. So my right hand is up. So the first thing I do is grab the brake, but it's my left hand brake, which is your front tire. So I shot over the handlebars of my bike because the front tire just stopped, and I launched over him. And I'm like literally doing everything I can to not land on my little 5-year-old kid and just land on my shoulder and arms. Couldn't like grip the bike handle. I had to call my wife to come pick me up.
So wait,
I'm glad all of you are okay.
Each handle has a different brake for a different
tire. Yeah, the left handle is the front brake. The right handle is the back brake.
And once he's about 2 seconds into that, just his leading statement, I'm just...
I had a wipeout.
Yeah, when he teases his story, I'm like, okay, here we go.
And
we got
always,
something big.
Always an early stumble, too.
Yeah.
In a classic killer.
2 months ago, I'm singling.
Singling. Then he gets it back on track. It gets going. So that was part three. And then 2 days later, I didn't hear this one live, but we heard it... to start Why Today Doesn't Suck, we had part four of the Killer Classic.
I had to remind my wife my birthday's next week, and she's like, oh.
Ooh, you double up like that, huh?
Yeah. No, she did. She planned it all.
Day.
When we got married, like Father's Day usually falls the third week of June.
Uh-huh.
So our anniversary is on the 20th, then my birthday is on the 22nd, and then usually Father's Day is that same weekend. So all three things that she would have to buy or do something for me for are all just one shot, and she's done for the year. She planned it perfectly.
Works well for you.
No, it doesn't.
Well, usually on Father's Day.
But now Mino has more to
and it's in his head now. I'm living rent-free. So he has four great stories. They don't have anything to do with each other.
Great?
Yeah. Great for content.
Good content.
Yes, okay. good comedy. So I'm wondering if there's any way we could have like a Tarantino-type movie where we get all of these, mix them together, the drop third strike, the neighbor having a kid, the bike accident, and then the Father's Day, birthday, whatever he was talking about there. I don't really know. But if you could get all of these, could they tell one story? Let's see if it happens.
My neighbor's got a kid that she's supposed to be graduating from Denton Geyer, so her prom was canceled. So this is one thing for her to actually have this graduation. But her brother goes to Texas Tech, and I was talking to him about all their online stuff. I don't know why. It's just popped in my head. It's a little callback. I had a wipeout 2 months ago. I'm signaling to my oldest kid to go right, and my youngest kid's like right in front of me. And I look down, and he stopped, and then... The drop third strike is when the catcher drops it, when the batter swings through and misses and he drops the ball and he tags the runner out instead of throwing it to first, where the hitter can still advance to first because the ball wasn't received. So my right hand is up. So the first thing I do is grab the brake, but it's my left hand brake, which is your front tire. And then, so I shot over the handlebars of my bike because the front tire just stopped and I launched over him. Like literally doing everything I can to not land on my little 5-year-old kid and just land on my shoulder and arms. And then the hitter can still advance to first because wasn't received by the catcher. I don't know why. It's just popped in my head. It's a little callback. But he was telling me about kids in his class got busted for cheating
going.
Because they all used the same IP addresses to send in paperwork for their classes. So now couldn't like grip the bike handle. I had to call my wife to come pick me up. And when we got married, Father's Day usually falls the third week of June. So our anniversary is on the 20th. Then my birthday is on the 22nd. And then usually Father's Day is that same weekend. So all three things that she would have to buy or do something for me for are all just one shot. And she's done for the year. She planned it perfectly. That's called the drop third strike. The strikeout and then Why am I telling this story?
That's a great question.
This is a definite killer moment right here where I'm going with the story and I don't know where I'm going with it. And I want to apologize for that right now.
A masterpiece by Ham. We need to transcribe that.
No.
And just have a P1 go to a bar this weekend and just talk to a female and just say that exact story and see how long it'll last.
Yeah, memorize it.
Yeah, just see if... Is it 5 seconds in, 10 seconds in?
That would
never
work.
Can he get all the way through? Like, what is he saying? He's talking about baseball and kid and
Father's Day.
How is this all tied together? What is he talking about?
Yeah, we don't need people to.
Yes, we do.
Try to recreate stream of consciousness killer.
I want stream of consciousness killer.
Committed.
Yeah, just all 2+ minutes of it.
Good Lord. All
or
right.
Just one of the stories. We need this.
It's 127. This is the sweet spot. Happy Father's Day to all and killer.